Thousands of residents living in the flood path of the Mississippi River are leaving their homes after U.S. Army engineers were forced to open floodgates in Louisiana to protect the large cities along the river. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Up to 3,000 square miles of land are expected to be affected over the coming days, following the move which was designed to ease pressure on the cities of Baton Rouge and New Orleans. This is the first time in four decades the level of the Mississippi has forced the floodgates to be opened. The Mississippi and its tributaries have caused massive flooding upstream due to heavy rainwater and the spring thaw, causing the worst flooding in the state since 1927. Residents of the town of Butler Rose, directly in the path of the spillway's water, said they'd been told to pack up their homes and prepare for a long absence. A local pastor, Guy Cormier, told the U.S. ABC News program that people were anxious but determined to return to their homes eventually.
In Louisiana, we're fighters, and we've been through this. My grandfather fought the flood of 1927. My father helped fight the flood of 1973, and here I am in 2011 fighting another flood. And we're going to fight this, and we're going to rise, just like this sun's going to rise this morning, just like this river's going to rise on us. We're fighters, and we're going to rise.
If the spillway had not been opened, New Orleans could have found itself under 6 meters of water. Around 25,000 people are expected to be affected by the floodwaters. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.